Simon, the season's just drifted away from you, hasn't it?
Yeah, obviously we're disappointed with the way the season's panned out. But you've got to look at the bigger picture of it all, and immensely proud of the players, of what they've done this season. Proud of the supporters, what they've done for us as well. And ultimately, when you look at it, if somebody had said that you're going to finish above Aston Villa in the league at the start of the summer, we'd have taken that. And we've finished above a lot of teams who've got bigger resources, etc. So I don't want the last month to cloud what has been a real good season for the players. I think they've just run out of steam, run out of energy that we've really had for 90% of the season.
Whether it's the first game or the last, you'll have been disappointed to lose a game with a goal like that.
Well, definitely. The last thing that we said when we went out was to make sure that we're nice and solid and we give ourselves to give a base to go and play from, because we've been too easy to play against the last few weeks. Too many goals conceded. For their main header to get a free header like he did was hugely disappointing from then. And there's parts of the game where we did all right, and there's other parts where we didn't get the shape back in quick enough to deal with one or two of the threats that Wolves had.
You've been working all week, and then within 60 seconds, your preparations are blown.
Well, it is, and that's football. And you've got to start the game with a real strong mental attitude. You've got to finish the game with a strong mental attitude. And it's always difficult when you give the home team the advantage of an early goal, because it lifts the supporters. And we had to do better. So it probably epitomises what we've done over the last 2-3 weeks, where we've not been at our best with in many departments.
You pulled Tyus Browning out of it. What's the story there?
I just thought he was struggling a little bit. I think he's obviously finding his feet after the injury that he had. Probably come at a worse time for him in terms of he was just getting his feet after a long-term injury out, and then he got the injury and he's just found it a little bit more difficult to get up to speed of the Championship. So, well, I've said to all the players that they'll have learned a lot from the last season that we've been involved in. They'll learn more probably in the last month as well, given what they need to do better, decision-making, what we need to do in certain parts of the game. So they'll all learn from the experience that they've gone through this year.
Doubtless a break and a holiday and a chance to refresh yourselves, but are you expecting a busy summer personnel-wise, in and out?
Look, I think every window we've always moved the club further forward, and that's what we've got to do. There'll be players that are going to leave the club without a shadow of doubt, and there'll be new ones coming in. So we'll sit down. We've got a list obviously wrote out. We know what we need. We know where we need to strengthen, and we'll do our best to try and bring the players in that are going to make us better next year and try and take us that step further that we've done this year.
I'm sure the supporters will be wondering, are you going to push the boat out and land Aidan McGeady?
Well, we've said all along that we want to try and keep him. He's been very good for us. Sometimes a player comes to a football club and it just fits for him, and I think that's what's worked over this season for him. So I know we'll be speaking to Everton very quickly to try and get something sorted as early as possible. But there's obviously a lot of other clubs that we're trying to do work with as well regarding other players.
And the summer months will give your walking wounded a chance to get nearer to fitness.
Yeah, look, it's never easy when you haven't got the biggest of squads that you lose key players and key players in certain key areas of the pitch as well. So, we'll Barquez and goes in next week, or this week, should I say, on Wednesday for his hernia. Greg will be out of his boot soon and ready for pre-season. Hopefully Callum Woods has been back training this week and we'll be ready for pre-season. John Welsh, hopefully, pre-season. So there's only going to be Tom Clark that's going to be missing come pre-season, hopefully. And that with the existing group and new players, we look forward to the next season. But it's a time for everybody to analyse what we've done this year, because it's been a magnificent achievement what we've done. Played some real good football, finished 11th in the Championship, which is a great feat by everybody.